Our risen love, who called and sent the apostles, come, let us praise and adore. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Throughout all the earth their voices carry, their message resounds with hope for all. O light of lights, what molten blaze of purple, red, and gold you pour across the waking sky as this great day unfolds. A day which heralds two great men who freely gave their lives, that all might see the love of God within them as they died. Like comets in the depth of night, these two in brightness whirled. The keeper of the gates of heaven, the teacher of the world. For Peter, through his master's cross, and Paul beneath the sword, have won their way to victory and triumphed with their Lord. This day made regal by their blood adorns eternal Rome. Their prayer wins pardon for our sins and mercy from God's throne. Give glory, honor, thanks, and praise to God the One in Three, who rules with everlasting might all whom the cross sets free. Amen. Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Feed my sheep. You, O love, are my shepherd. There is nothing more I need. Fresh and green are the pastures where you take me to rest. Leading me near calming waters, you renew my drooping spirit. You guide me in the path of goodness, always true to your loving kindness. If I walk in the valley of death's darkness, no evil would I fear. You are there with your shepherd's staff to strengthen, guide, and give comfort. You spread a feast before me, in the presence of all that I fear. You soothe my head with oil, my cup is more than full. Your goodness and love will tend me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the heart of your love forever and ever. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Peace. Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Feed my sheep. A reading from the first letter of Peter. Beloved, rejoice in the measure that you share Christ's sufferings. When his glory is revealed, you will rejoice exultantly. Happy are you when you are insulted for the sake of Christ, for then God's Spirit in glory has come to rest on you. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Throughout all the earth their voices carry. Throughout all the earth their voices carry. Their message resounds with hope for all. Throughout all the earth, their voices carry. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. Throughout all the earth, their voices carry. Today, Simon Peter ascended the wood of the cross. Alleluia. Today, the key-bearer of the kingdom of heaven went joyously to Christ. Today, the Apostle Paul, the teacher of the nations, bent his head for the name of Christ and received the crown of martyrdom. Alleluia. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us. That freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child, called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Today, Simon Peter ascended the wood of the cross. Alleluia. Today, the key-bearer of the kingdom of heaven went joyously to Christ. Today, the Apostle Paul, the teacher of the nations, bent his head for the name of Christ and received the crown of martyrdom. Alleluia.
You called Simon Peter, the fisherman, to catch human beings with the good news of your love. Call us to bring this same message of hope to all humankind. You calmed the waves so that your disciples would be saved from drowning. Calm the storms created by our own selfishness and greed, and the tempests that catch us off guard. You gathered the earliest community around Peter and asked him to feed your sheep. O gentle shepherd, bring all your people together into one flock where diversity is celebrated and people are fed. You reveal yourself to Paul as the one being persecuted. Help us to recognize you in those who are marginalized or oppressed in any way. You sent Paul as apostle to preach the good news to the Gentiles. May your word of salvation through love be proclaimed to all humanity and all creation. You strengthened Peter and Paul to bear witness to the truth in the face of bitter persecution. Empower us to bear witness to the reality of your love at all times and in every place. O Jesus, gentle shepherd and living bread, feed us, guide us to the land of everlasting life.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Gracious God of wisdom and compassion, you called Peter and Paul to bring the gospel to the world of their day and to witness to your truth and love with their lives. Lead us to wisdom through their teaching and example, that we may share your compassion with the whole world. We ask this in the name of Jesus, who lives and loves with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the God of light and life bless us, protect us from all evil, and lead us to freedom and the fullness of life. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.